100 and from 100 to $50,000. They wouldn't go nowhere. I said, well, man, where the fuck am I going? I'm not going nowhere. You know I'm not going nowhere. Well, now I'm just doing my job. Okay.
When did this happen, Bobby, recently?
Oh, this happened a couple of years ago, you know, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I think I heard about it. It was from indirectly through Ernestine.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ernestine was going with at that time, see, and the whole thing of that was, see, Ernestine, you know, wanted to get a thing going with me, you know, cause, you know, I was in business thing and I usually make a little money, you know, and this kind of thing. And, you know, ever since I've, you know, been around, you know, I saw the dig, Roberta, you know, and I, you know, and I don't fuck around, you know. So, because I didn't, you know, she tried to do, you know, a whole bunch of things just to, you know, to reveal some things, you know, coming out on herself. But anyway, I'm up there in jail. They won't give me no bond or nothing, you know. And they won't even let me make a phone call. I ain't had no phone. I said, would y'all please let me make one phone call, you know. All right, I made one phone call to Arkadelphia, to Jim Ranchino, this political analyst that I was telling you about earlier. I said, these motherfuckers trying to put me away, man. You know, they're trying to put me away. They got me on a $500,000 bond, you know, and all this kind of thing. You know, I said, they after me. And they're not after me for no murder thing. I said, they after me for some more things, you know, that can't be seen with the naked eye, you know. He said, okay, I'll see. My bond thing was dropped that Friday evening about 4 o'clock. I called him about 2. My bond thing was dropped about 4 o'clock that Friday evening, and I got arraigned. That was on Thursday, and I got arraigned that Friday, or what it was. It was an election day, you know. So here I am in handcuffs and leggings and all this kind of bullshit going up through the folks that at the polls voting to be arraigned before Judge, you know. So, you know, they do the bond at $50,000 and I had to have $5,000 cash. Well, I had folks, all my partners at the university, they were given all kinds of property, man. I had about $750,000 worth of property, deeds and shit that folks, you know, had done that, but they wasn't gonna take no property bond. You know, they wanted the money. So my buddy in California, Bob Denver, who mama worked for, you know, he sent me $5,000 cash dollars over the wire, you know. They sent it to Fort Smith. And we had to transfer it from Fort Smith up here to the First National Bank. And the folks at the First National Bank didn't want to give us the money. So we had to go through a hassle, that kind of thing, to get the money. So we got the $5,000. I went up there and give that to the Washington County Courts, you know, for the bond thing. Plus the lawyer thing was $3,500. So the whole thing was about $8,500 cash money that I had laying up there in the thing, and didn't get a penny of it back. Mm. Not one penny of it back, not one thing. You know, so they tried, you know, their little legal trip, you know, whatever it was, and it didn't work. You know, and there was just, I was a